What I hope happens is they keep losing,
yeah,
and they realize, you know what, we need to solidify
what?
Our running back position. And they go down to Oklahoma State, and they look at a running back by the name of Chuba Hubbard.
Yes.
Who is the native of Edmonton, Alberta. The pride and joy of Edmonton, Alberta.
Exactly.
And he idolized you growing up.
Yeah.
He loved Aginla.
Yeah.
Loved Tyson Nash. And we wanted to ask him before he came on, what about Jason Strudwick? Where does Struddy rank in terms of your all-time favorite natives of Edmonton, Alberta? Here's what Chuba said yesterday.
I actually haven't. No, I haven't heard of him.
Good.
That's exactly what we wanted to hear. Had not heard of Struddy. Here's Jason Strudwick from TSN Radio out in Edmonton, and former Oiler and native of Edmonton,
yes,
Alberta. What's up, Struddy?
Well, that's hurtful. You know, like, I have an ego, you know. I mean, I don't remember signing an autograph for the young man, but, you know, like, it's not, I'm not top maybe 50, but in the top 60 Edmontonian athletes, probably right up there with Chris Dingman, or, you know, you mentioned Tyson Nash, someone like that, right?
Yeah. Well, where would Noodles rank, you think, on that list?
Oh, well, you know, maybe for longevity of career, pretty high, but actual athletic ability, quite low. Like, really low. Like, you know, when you go to Vegas and you wear, a wetsuit into the pool and you're an NHL player, it's not a good sign. You know, it's usually a pretty negative sign.
Yeah, that means right. Your core is non-existent.
Right in the middle of my career.
Wetsuit? I love it. I'm the one to talk.
I'm the only guy who wore a wetsuit and used a straw at the pool in
just sending a vibe out in Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, he put a robe. He had a robe on. We went with Chris Pronger one time, and Noodles wore a robe the whole time. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you're not going to get sunburned, you know? It's the middle of the night. But for him, it worked, I guess. You know, he had his own style. Like, what was that guy? Hugh Hefner.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
There you go. Well, Hugh used to, like, soil himself late in his career, I think. It got a little bit ugly for you.
Didn't go well.
I hope that wasn't the case for you in Vegas.
It may have been in Vegas. Let's be honest.
Underneath the rope.
Let's be honest. Yeah. It is Vegas.
Well, it's true. Wouldn't be the first time. How are you surviving out there, Struddy, with Mitch Marner going on the IR? He's not going to be playing for about a month.
Yeah, I saw that. That's too bad. You know, it's funny. I love to kind of give the Leafs a hard time, but I like that team. I like watching them play. And it's, you know, from here, it seems like there's a lot of negativity directed to our team that's doing okay, considering maybe Tavares has been out and then now Marner out. And so, like, it's not even fun to really go on. And not that they're playing that badly, but it's funny how every market kind of has their, you know, really gives their hometown team a hard time. And, yeah, from what I've seen, the Leafs can improve. But given what they've been through, I think that, you know, quite a few people are a little too harsh on the group. And it's still early in the year. So I think you got to back off a little bit. I know that with Marner on the IR, I'm surprised you're even at work.
No, I know.
But, you know, life goes on, buddy. You know?
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm a professional, man. I got to fight through the emotions. surely people in Edmonton are not giving the Oilers a tough time. Like, people must be parading in the streets. I mean, they're off to a great start.
They are. You know, and it's a real... And I, to be totally honest, I was one of the geniuses that picked them outside the playoffs. And, they're trending towards a real close run at the playoffs or in the playoffs. And I got to say, as good as Leon Draisaitl's play, as well as, you know, we've seen goaltending with Koskinen and Mike Smith, and even, Connor McDavid, who's having a good year, but I still think he has another gear. I really think that the guy who's brought this all together was because of an injury. That's Ethan Bear, the right shot defenseman, young guy, didn't get an NHL game last year. And he's coming in here banging out 20-some minutes a night on average. And what he does better than any D-man the Oilers have right now is small passes. So he goes back into the puck's dumped in, he's a right shot defenseman, goes into his corner, he gets his feet organized, gets the feet underneath him, turns up the ice, and it's a quick little pass to the centermen who are coming really old for the Oilers. And, you know, that is taking so much pressure off the Oilers' D-zone play. It gets it up the ice quickly, and it's an element that the Oilers hadn't have enough of. Darnell Nurse can carry the puck. He's not, you know, he's not the same type of one-pass player as Ethan Bear. Klefbom, you know, he's a little bit more of a stretch guy. But what Ethan Bear has done is helped out so much on that right side. And when Adam Larson comes back, I think you keep Nurse and Bear together. And now then you put the Swedes together, and then that reinforces your third pairing even more. pairing that's been, you know, off and on kind of rustle and bending. But that Ethan Barrett been MVP might be a little bit dramatic, you know, but as far as the unsung hero, he is the story of the season for this group.
Well, you know, for everyone else that isn't tracking Edmonton on a daily basis, I think it's the just outrageous numbers Draisaitl and McDavid are putting up.
Right.
Like, that's what the rest of the league and the rest of the country is talking about.
Yeah, we've been not arguing, but, like, Draisaitl has looked better than McDavid some nights where you're like, it's ridiculous, but, you know, what are they saying in the market, Strutty? Like, is Draisaitl more valuable? And we all know what McDavid is. He's the best player in the world, but is Draisaitl right there?
Well, I've been saying since these two came on the scene that when the Oilers win a Stanley Cup, they need to be on different lines because they bring something different. You know, people love that big playmaking, strong scoring sentiment, and that's what Draisaitl is. Like, he can play against other teams' top lines. Not that Connor can't, but Leon in a playoff series will not get worn down. He's big. He's strong. He's got a little bit of attitude. You know, I think of attitude. I think of a guy like Mikko Rantanen. It isn't going to accept getting bullied by people. You see Draisaitl turn on guys, you know, when it's needed. So, you know, he is a huge part of what they're doing. You know, they have to obviously find some help on the wings and sort some of that stuff out. But with James Neal, the way he's scoring, but they're a really good complement because they're not similar. They both think the game really well. They're both very smart. You know, Connor's super fast, blazing speed, and puts people on their heels. Whereas Leon, he's fast, but he can also make different plays. So as a defenseman, I can tell you, you know, there's not one you're like, I'd rather have this guy or that guy. You know, like, I remember playing against Eric Lindros. I love playing against Eric because he looked for contact, and I wanted that. And so they're like, well, I played against that good player. Then the next night I'd be playing against, you know, O-Dog's team there of with Ronnie Francis, and these guys would just pass it around because they weren't looking for the contact in the same way. So it's a real different look that these two centermen will provide. The challenge for the group is to find a way to separate them and build up the wings so they can be on different lines and they can each bring a different dynamic to a line and really pose challenges for other team because they're both going to get 100 points this year. And I recognize they're together, but when you split them up, that's where it's really going to be a problem for matchup issues.
Strutty, your assignment wasn't our line. Don't forget that.
But it was one. I know it. I shouldn't even tell this story. I remember I was playing for Vancouver, and I went. And Mark Crawford's like, Strutty, you're playing against, I think it was you, Kapanen, and Ron Francis. And I remember said, well, I'm in better shape than him, but I'm probably not better players. After the first period and a half, I was minus three. He comes down, he's like, you're playing against the other line. He's like, no problem. And I was done. And that was my time as a top pairing defenseman. I was off right away. So thanks, O-Dog. You owe me, buddy, for that one, actually.
Yeah, I love that.
Minus three and a
check,
half a
please.
Game.
Halfway through, I'm done.
To be fair, I got back to even, right? I got a couple goals that game, but...
yeah, that's why they call it a 60-minute game, Strutty. You chip away at the big picture, buddy.
We won't get you to tell
the... I played 600.
Well, we won't get you to tell the story. Weren't you minus five in New York one night?
Yeah, minus five. My butt. Oh, jeez. Gabrick had a hat trick, and I'm minus four, and you're like, okay, minus four isn't bad, but minus five is awful. And my partner, we're in like the last few minutes, Tom Gilbert comes around the net in our own zone, passes the puck up. I'm playing for the Oilers. He passes it right up to middle on the stick of Gabrick, who's on fire. And he's right in the slot. I don't even try. I just start skating towards the bench. And obviously Gabrick scores. Tom Gilbert comes to the bench. He's like, I owe you one. I'm like, thanks. I didn't play for a whole month after that minus five. I was losing my mind. I was so mad. That bald blondie throws a cherry right up the middle to the most dangerous player on the other team. I would have run him over if he was in the right place.
You needed to play in the analytics, Sarah. I'll bet you're minus five, but like a 52% Corsi that night.
Not
Strutty.
Your fault. Not your fault.
Yeah, you were pushing play, buddy.
Even in that game, even if you counted our shots for and warm up against our own goalie, I still would have been a minus negative Corsi player in that game.
Just one timers in the slot and warm up, and he's still just getting snowed in. Well, it happens to everyone at some point. We always appreciate it, Strutty. We'll do it again down the road, buddy.
Yeah. Hopefully Marner gets back soon, buddy. Rest easy.
Yeah, I will. Don't you worry.
Strutty, before you hang up, you got to give us the outfit update. You got the jeans on today for the grocery store or no?
I didn't want to brag. I'm actually going to a date night with my wife out to a Broadway show here in Edmonton, and I have one of the tightest shirts. It's a striped shirt. I look a little bit like Where's Waldo, but it fits well. And I had a good workout this morning, so, oh, dog, you'd appreciate it. It's not like your suit that has your own picture inside it. I can't believe that a guy just randomly did that for you. What a crazy thing he did that without even asking you. But my shirt still looks good.
Strutty, would you ever dare to wear a turtleneck?
Oh, I have in the past. But I'm probably not going to now. No, why? Who's wearing it? Well, O-Dog, you don't have a turtleneck.
O-Dog wore a turtleneck on the show yesterday, and I had to bring up the story of how my buddy Bob, our buddy Baba, wore one at the roast. But, like, you don't see them anymore.
You don't. And that, was it, O-Dog, was it laundry day yesterday?
No,
you
ran out of every they're brand choice? New, buddy. Brand new. They're coming out. They're back in, pal. Me and Drake, we wear them.
What's next? You're going to have a Washington Redskins shirt? You know those holy ones? Those jerseys are all holes.
The perforated ones.
Yeah. those will swing back.
No, that's not next for me, buddy.
Well, you know what? You could probably pull it off. I got to get a picture. Send me a picture, News. I want to see this guy in a turtleneck.
All right.
It was trending online yesterday. We'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you.
Okay. See you guys. Right on.
Jason Strudwick from TSN Radio in Edmonton. Famous native of Edmonton, Alberta as well.
So funny.
Yeah. Always great catching up with him.
-5.
-5.
-3 against you. That's funny. Yeah, he would have been mismatched.
I like how that's the first guy I've ever heard saying he wanted to play Lindros.